America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Our next guest believes we all have a destiny. Her new book, Second Chances, details her journey in a very personal way. It is great to say hello to Pat Smith. Pat, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is a fascinating book on so many different levels. Tell us why you decided to write it.
You know what? I would have to say it really is because at 20 years old, I went through so much loss. You know, and that kind of started my journey of multiple second chances. And I got to a place where I thought, you know what, I wish that with everything that I've learned, everything that I've been through, that there had been somebody, you know, that could have told me, you know, all this wisdom, all this knowledge, that didn't have to hold on to, you know, unforgiveness or pain or shame or regrets. That, you know, God is a God of second chances, and that everything that I was going to go through was going to actually be good stuff that was going to make me even better. And so I finally got to this place after, you know, you kind of, God speaks to you in so many different ways, and he did for so many years. And finally, I'm like, it's time. And then it was like, bam, everything just kind of started rolling out. Mm-hmm. It has been an amazing experience for me.
So second chances, a true destiny, really. How difficult is it for someone to discover their own destiny?
Well, it can be very difficult if you fight it.
Sure.
You know, I believe that, you know, to me, I have strong faith, and I just believe that God is, you know, we're trusting him and that he will lead and guide and direct us. And many times he does it not only through open doors, but through shut doors. He does it not just through yeses, but a lot of times no's. And when I was, you know, of course, over this journey, instead of seeing the no's, you know, or the losses as, okay, this is a way of God shutting the door. That's not where I'm supposed to be. Mm-hmm. It's not a part of my destiny. I looked at it as a failure.
Hmm.
I feel it. I feel like it's in me. I feel like this is where I'm supposed to go. But why isn't it happening? It wasn't time.
Right.
So I think that's such a great question, by the way, Christina. No, please ask me that.
Same.
It's a great question.
That's why she's on this show,
but
Pat.
But you know what? It's an interesting thing because, you know, not everyone is so strong with faith and whatever. But, you know, you really have to understand that faith really gets people through hard times in life. Once you realize that and you start to see things in a different light, you realize that you're right. A no is not a failure. Mm-hmm. A no is just a rerouting of sorts to a different path that's a yes.
Exactly.
Right.
So a lot of this for second chances for me has been about perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So like Christina, you just wrapped it up beautifully. It's like I could either look at, so one of the things I lost, and you know, most people may not even get this, but you know, as a little girl, I always dreamed of doing pageants. You know, I'm from a very small town. Even when I told my mom I wanted to do it, she's kind of like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where'd this come from? And I don't know. It was just in me. Like, I loved watching Miss America every year, watching Miss USA every year. So, like, for my husband, Emmett, it was like watching Super Bowls was a big deal for me.
Sure.
When Miss USA or Miss Universe was coming on, it was huge. So I just had this thing in me. So when I finally made it through the journey, and I was the first African-American from Virginia to win, so excited because I just lost my mother. So it was kind of, you know, we had all been through so much heartache over that. It was kind of like, okay, this is, you know, just a good moment for our family. And then I went to Miss USA, and I didn't win. I was first runner-up. And for me, it felt like the worst loss. Well, I shouldn't say the worst. The worst is my mother.
Right.
But it felt like a really terrible loss.
But on top of just after losing your mother, I mean, it even mm-hmm. compounds it. Because you mentioned that it happened kind of close to each other.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to get so far, to get almost there, and then to miss it by that much, that's got to be awful.
Awful. And so the perspective is, you know, Halle Berry was first runner-up. She went on to win an Oscar.
Right.
Right.
You know, but for me, it was like, you know, I felt doomed.
Yeah.
I felt like, oh my gosh, I missed my opportunity to go to New York or LA, and this was going to be that thing in my mind that was going to get me, you know, out of my small town onto these big dreams. I had big, huge dreams of one day hosting a show, even at that, you know, younger age, or either hosting a morning network news program. So for me, it was like, oh, it's, you know, it's over. That was my moment.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't. You know, God just had a different path for
mm-hmm.
me, and I still got to, you know, so I'm still on that journey, but I've still experienced some wonderful things, even more so than maybe I would have experienced this in Miss USA.
Do you feel now that you were kind of, not forced, but you were directed to endure these losses and these disappointments so that you could help people that are dealing with similar things?
Absolutely. Oh, Ed, absolutely. And it's the interesting thing is, as I was, you know, what really kind of set this off was about 2 years ago, I did an event, a live stream event with Robin Roberts in Dallas. And it was called Celebrating Second Chances with Overcomers. And, you know, it was always, you know, Robin, along with a lot of other women that I, you know, I honored, and I wanted to hear their stories, because I kept seeing this kind of, like, this thread, like, that was kind of going through all of them, where they had suffered great losses or disappointments or, you know, illnesses, but they had all fought through it. And they all had different journeys to get through in walking into their second chance, but they were all doing work in the place of their greatest pain.
And that's amazing. And so, to be able to then take from that feeling of despair and hopelessness and be able to turn that around into a positive force for inspiration. That's not only, I mean, that's a tremendous personal hurdle to overcome, but that's an amazing way to kind of pay things forward in life.
Absolutely. Well, it feels great to me. It's like, it's been a part of my healing, you know, to kind of, you know, I, for so many years, you know, wore this mask and I pretended things were okay. And I was strong. And I tried to hide things from my family that I was going through. And I realized, you know, I got put out on blast. And I know now that was just God's way of, like, throwing me in the deep end. It really has been such a healing process for me. So to be able to, you know, kind of go out there and be very transparent in the book, because I'm very transparent, to be able to walk this journey out, and, you know, of course, having this opportunity with you all today and going out and speaking and sharing and, you know, meeting all of these amazing people, you know, book signings and just people that want to talk now because of the book, it has been such a healing process, because now I totally get why I had to go through what I went through. I would never have been able to relate had I not gone through the things. And one of, I believe, my gifts in my heart is I love people and I love to share and I love to give. Well, what better gift is to give somebody hope?
Sure. You know? Of course.
And love, and to be able to understand, not just hear you, but I empathize with you. I know what that feels like.
And I think this is very interesting how it comes full circle, because, you know, you went through this and you talk about, you know, this is God's path for you. You've been there, done that. And it's almost like you're like, I don't want to say the gift from God to people who are in the trenches now looking for, like, that light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe you are that for them. When you're down and out, you're looking for someone to let you know that it's going to be okay. And, you know, like, see what I've been through and see where I am now. And that could be your path too. You know, someone's always looking for that, and you're that person for those people.
You're gonna make me cry, Christina. Thank you.
So you didn't think you were coming on such a deep show today?
This
did
is very deep.
About anything on this show, let me just tell you that. So no,
I can tell y'all are wonderful. Like, I mean that, like, made me tear up. But then you got asked some amazing questions, and I can see you can laugh on this show. I mean, this is incredible.
All right, so now let's move it to today. You were married to NFL Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith. All right, so things have straightened out. You got yourself a perfect life right now, I would imagine. You've got great seats for every Cowboy. Well, yeah, that's true. Who has a perfect life? But you got great seats to any Cowboys game you want to go to. So things now are doing.
That's true.
See, you know, you're able to go on set Dancing with the Stars, the whole thing. I mean, this is terrific now. I say this because it shows that, you know, whatever people can go through, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is a rainbow that ends someplace where there is happiness. It's just a matter of being able to focus and get through all the stuff that we deal with so you can arrive where you are supposed to and really do realize what your destiny is.
Exactly. And a big part of that, I talk about it a lot in the book. I talk about, you know, really what we have gone through, you know, just even as a couple and, you know, what I went through in my past marriage, really in detail, because I think people look and they think, oh my gosh, they got the perfect life. You know, I talk in the book about the journey, but the journey continues. I don't think you just get one second chance. I think it is, you get multiple chances. It's to me, grace to grace to grace. The biggest way to put through and get to that destiny that you just talked about, or the end of the rainbow, is that you got to let go of some of the, you know, some of the past negativity, mm-hmm. some of the, you have to be able to forgive. You have to push through the pain, and so that you can get to the next place. It's a lot of work. It's not an easy thing to do. Once you get through it, it is so worthwhile, and you just keep doing it again and again and again.
Well,
you can enjoy your life.
It is quite an interesting and a very inspirational read. You can pick up Second Chances in bookstores or at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Pat Smith, best of luck with the book, and thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Y'all got to have me back.
Yes, we will.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, I will definitely have you back. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffel.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This flashy outfielder made 13 stops in a 25-year career, including four separate stints in Oakland. He's a 10-time All-Star who holds career records for stolen bases, runs scored, and leadoff home runs.
And Ricky goes, a pitch taken, he's going to have it. He does! Ricky Henderson, no contest, steals third base.
So where is Ricky Henderson now? The New York Mets hired Ricky as a coach in 2006 and helped Jose Reyes at the plate and on the base pass. The following year, the Mets promoted Ricky to first base coach. Ricky was elected to the Hall of Fame in 2009, receiving almost 95% of the vote.
I am now in the class of the greatest players of all time.
Ricky Henderson, still stealing the spotlight. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. The owner's manual ain't good for much more than break-in, fluid checks, and a blank page or two for your remarks. One company offers manuals to show you how to break down almost any bike. You can download it in minutes. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Shade Tree Mechanics, in need of a manual for a particular bike? Seek Clymer Motorcycle Advice, CLYMER. Their repair manuals are specifically written for us. Exploded figures and parts list to take the bike right down to the frame in step-by-step fashion. Clymer, CLYMER.com. Use the download option, save 20%. Please don't tear a bike down without a manual.